we look at the Lord's Supper, we think, this is great. God's reconciling us to himself. And it's about reconciliation. Before we take it, it says, if your brother has something against you, go and talk to him and be reconciled to him before you come here. But remember when we were doing the Lord's Prayer over and over again, and that part about forgiving others, even as God forgives us in heaven? Well, that has really hit my heart, because I think that's the key to changing hearts. You know, it's hard to forgive when somebody's hurt you. It's hard to forgive if you've become very analytical and very black and white. But when you start forgiving others, something changes. Suddenly, you're looking at yourself. And that's what I found it did for me. I thought back to when my parents were dying. And the reconciliation I had with them was, I didn't know how to forgive them for some of the things that happened when I was a child. I was still uptight. I had to talk it out. I had to get to a point where I can say, these are facts, but this is my heart. And when I could do that, I could look at them as people who were doing the absolute best that they could with what they had, and with a child that was not necessarily easy to get along with. And well, they did pretty well. But I think they'd be more proud of me today, because I'm looking at things in a different light. Every night we pray that we'll be quick to forget and quick to forgive whenever somebody has hurt our feelings. Because I see what a terrible burden it is to have that on your shoulders. Right now, our garage is flooded. You know, it's drying out, but, I mean, we're peeling paper and boxes off the floor. We got as much out as possible. Everybody thinks we're a yard sale going on, and I'm shooing away scavengers. I feel like they're vultures, you know. They come at the worst time, and they want to go through your stuff, and they will go through it whether you're there or not. That's why Ed isn't here. Not that there's a whole lot good to go through, but I found all of these notebooks, all of these things for my credential for graduate school that I took, and I'm looking at them, and in the real course of things, I hope somebody forgives me. I'm not using it. I can't stand and do the things on a cement floor like a teacher would do every day, but I hope my family will forgive me for the time I spent away from them, involved in this, for so little return. Had I just stayed at home and gotten another job, how much more I have done. And going through all those papers and all those things, there's family pictures, there's forgiveness there. And it's like, you know how they say, before you die, picture of your life goes through your mind? Well, that's what's going through my mind as I'm doing this. And that is what God is doing when we let go of these sins and we actually forgive them. It's like getting it all done. It's flashing through our mind. He's reconciling us to himself. And we can let go of it. And I feel tremendously unburdened as soon as I get the driveway cleared off. And I think that's what the Lord's Supper is also. It's a tremendous unburdening. We know about his sacrifice. And it emphasizes his sacrifice when we talk about his body and his blood. We know the seriousness of our sin. But it's really a festival of celebration. And I hope you'll